While more Americans are being diagnosed with cancer now, more patients are being cured or living chronically with the disease. This week on WRVO's Health and Wellness Show, Take Care, Lorraine Rapp and Linda Lowen speak with Dr. Patricia Gans, an oncologist and co-founder of the National Coalition for Cancer Survivorship. Dr. Gans discusses the many health issues that cancer survivors face and how the medical community is working to address them.
When we use the term survivor, who are we talking about? Who's included in that group?
It's very complicated. The definition that the National Coalition for Cancer Survivorship came up with was that one is a cancer survivor going on the journey of survivorship from the time of diagnosis until death, that it wasn't just focused on the post-treatment survivor, and it was also supposed to include the families. And again, historically, if you think about the diagnosis of cancer, survivors were the ones who were left behind. And cancers were, as Harold Benjamin would say, you know, we're not victims, we're victors. Those were the words he used at the wellness community. So this war language isn't the best, if you will, but we have a war on cancer, and survivors are people who've kind of come out the other end.
What are some of the most prominent issues facing cancer survivors?
You know, about 80 to 90% of people going through surgery, chemotherapy, radiation, combination treatments have very significant fatigue during the treatment. And for many people, it actually gradually gets better over the year following treatment. But for some people, it persists and it's very debilitating. It interferes with their ability to do their everyday activities, whether it's around the house or going back to work. There are other individuals who may have depressed mood. Sometimes they're dealing with the reality of the fact that they're always going to have to worry about the cancer coming back. Another issue is cognitive dysfunction, or sometimes called chemo brain. It's not just associated with chemo, but it can be associated with other treatments as well. There can be sexual dysfunction. Individuals, men or women, may have treatments that directly affect the pelvic organs and may lead to sexual difficulties, such as, say, prostate cancer or cervical or uterine cancer. But even just, you know, having chemotherapy and radiation and other treatments may be, you know, causing difficulty with resuming a normal sex life.
Now, for the person who is a long-term survivor, and maybe this discussion, you know, prompts a few feelings that they haven't dealt with, how do you find help with these issues?
The system is going to be bursting at the seams with new cancer diagnoses. And I think we're going to be going into an important transitional period where once patients, particularly those with low-risk disease, you know, highly cured, successful disease, they're not going to be able to be followed forever in the cancer care system. There's just not going to be room for everyone. And so we're looking for ways to coordinate and collaborate with primary care practices to ensure that cancer patients have long-term follow-up by physicians who actually are quite skilled at taking care of depression, fatigue, a lot of other symptoms, because they see it in their primary care practices. So we're going through that kind of transition, not because we're trying to save money, but because it's the right thing to do, because otherwise we ignore the diabetes and heart disease and other things that people are ultimately going to die from, because they're not going to die from the cancer.
That's oncologist Patricia Gans speaking with Lorraine Rapp and Linda Lowen. More of this interview can be heard on Take Care, WRVO's Health and Wellness Show, Sunday evening at 6:30. Support for this story comes from the Health Foundation for Western and Central New York.